Welcome to the Hustle Sanely podcast, a show where we are breaking up with unhealthy hustle culture and redefining what it means to be productive. I'm your host and new productivity BFF, Jess Massey. Around here, we believe that productivity is so much more than just checking a million things off of a never-ending to-do list. I am obsessed with teaching you how to prioritize your mental health and the important relationships in your life while you pursue your goals. I'm here to help you ditch that feeling of constant overwhelm and cultivate an intentional life by getting your mindset right, getting clear on your vision, and creating a schedule that aligns with your actual priorities. If you want to learn how to live a peacefully productive life, then you're going to want to stick around. Let's get into today's episode. Hello, Hustle Sanely Squad, and welcome back to the podcast. I hope you know this by now, but I am so incredibly grateful that you are here and that you clicked play on this episode. If you did not know, May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and I'm just saying, if you have a peacefully productive planner, you probably know that because it's in there. Just saying. But mental health is something that I am pretty passionate about. Hustling sanely means that you're pursuing your goals while prioritizing your mental health and the important relationships in your life. Like, I created a whole business around prioritizing your mental health. So I hope you can kind of tell that it's a big deal to me. But before we get into talking more about mental health and specifically five habits that help my anxiety, I want to kick off this episode with May's Hustle Sanely News, which if you're like, what the heck is that? I am new here. Allow me to explain. It's just a quick little segment that we do the first Tuesday of every month. It's just a rundown of all the things going on in the Hustle Sanely community this month so that you don't miss out on anything, you know? So our May Hustle Sanely News, I have three things that I want to share with you. So let's just get right into it. The first one, Hustle Sanely is having a warehouse cleanout sale. So if you're on the Hustle Sanely email list, which you totally should be, if you're not, we have a really good time over there. There's always a link to join in the show notes. But if you are on my email list, you got early access to this warehouse sale. But in case you did not get the email, I want to let you know that we are doing a Hustle Sanely warehouse sale through May 13th. So it's happening right now. We have officially ordered our 2024 collection inventory, and it's going to be hitting our warehouse later this summer. So as I'm sure you can guess, we need to clear out the 2023 inventory to make room. Now, I'm going to be honest, we don't have a lot of 2023 inventory left. Shout out to you guys. Thank you so much. But if you use the code CLEANOUT23 in all caps at hustlesanely.com, you're going to get 20% off any of our paper planning tools that are left in stock. So the day that I am recording this, we have less than 50 daily planning notepads left. We have about 120 lined notebooks and about 175 weekly notepads. And I'm going to tell y'all, the weekly planning notepads and the line notebooks, they are not coming back for the 2024 collection. Once those are gone, they're gone. So if you want to stock up on those, this is a good time to do it. Again, you can head to hustlesanely.com and use the code CLEANOUT23, all caps, to save 20% on all paper planning tools through May 13th. So that is the first piece of Hustle Sanely News. Piece number two, It's a perfect lead-in. Like, how could I not? I want to talk about the 2024 collection waitlist. So I want to make sure that you're on the waitlist, okay? That is the piece of news. If you want a 2024 planner, a journal, or one of our new undated quarterly planners, make sure that you go to jessicamassey.com/2024 and sign up for the waitlist. Other than Hustle Sanely BFFs, the people on that waitlist are our first priority when it's time to launch the 2024 collection. The last 3 years, our planners have sold out by January, so don't sit on this, okay? If you want to make sure you get a planner, I highly recommend getting on the waitlist. Like, why wouldn't you? It's free to join the waitlist. You're not committing to anything, but all you have to do is go to jessicamassey.com/2024. And I'm gonna be honest with you, there are already 1,100 people on the waitlist. So for real, if you want to make sure that you get your hands on a 2024 planner, go join the waitlist. Okay. It's going to be in the show notes for you. Don't worry. And then that leads us into the third and final piece of Hustle Sanely News for the month of May. It's been a minute since I've launched a new course, and the time has come for the next Hustle Sanely course to hit the course library. Now, this course is special because it's only going to be open 1 to 2 times a year. It's part pre-recorded and part like live challenge vibes. If you follow me on Instagram, you've probably heard me talk about a little challenge that I personally did from March 13th through April 13th that I named Nourish 30. I picked 6 habits that I wanted to do consistently over a 30-day period. The purpose of this challenge was to prioritize my mental and physical health as a new mom. So when I was sharing little snippets of this on my Instagram stories, there was just a lot of buzz in my DMs about it. And it got me thinking, why not teach you how to choose habits to support you in your current season, create routines to be consistent with them, and include a live community piece where we can go through the 30 days together for accountability. So this month, I am working on creating the Nourish 30 course, and I'm planning to have it ready for students on May 25th. So that we can start the 30 days together on June 1st and go through June 30th. I am so excited, and I'll be sure to share more info on the course as the 25th gets closer. I know it's kind of far away right now, so that you can decide if it's a good fit for you. But I do have a wait list so that when the course launches, you can get notified, get an email. So you can join that wait list at jessicamassey.com/nourish30. And that is it for May's Hustle Sanely news. So let's get into this week's episode topic, 5 habits that help my anxiety. Now, real quick, my little disclaimer, this episode is not meant to be medical advice or replace getting help from a mental health professional. I am just here to share my experience in hopes that it helps somebody else out there. I am not a therapist. I am not a mental health professional. I'm just sharing my experience, okay? But I was diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder, or GAD, in February of 2022. I feel like the word anxiety is used a lot, which when that happens, we tend to lose sight of the actual meaning of a word. So I went over to mayoclinic.org and I snagged some actual information about GAD. I'm going to link the article in the show notes, but here is what I want to share with y'all from what I read in that article. So the article said, it's normal to feel anxious from time to time, especially if your life is stressful. However, excessive ongoing anxiety and worry that are difficult to control and that interfere with day-to-day activities may be a sign of generalized anxiety disorder. It's possible to develop generalized anxiety disorder as a child or as an adult. Generalized anxiety disorder has symptoms that are similar to panic disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, and other types of anxiety, but they're all different conditions. The article goes on to say, living with GAD can be a long-term challenge. In many cases, it occurs along with other anxiety or mood disorders. In most cases, GAD improves with psychotherapy or medications. Making lifestyle changes, learning coping skills, and using relaxation techniques also can help. GAD symptoms can vary, but they may include persistent worrying or anxiety about a number of areas that are out of proportion to the impact of the events, overthinking plans and solutions to all possible worst-case outcomes, perceiving situations and events as threatening, even when they aren't, difficulty handling uncertainty, indecisiveness and fear of making the wrong decision, inability to set aside or let go of a worry, inability to relax, feeling restless and feeling keyed up or on edge, and then difficulty concentrating or the feeling that your mind, and this is in quotes, goes blank. And then the last part of the article that I want to share with y'all, physical signs and symptoms of GAD may include fatigue, trouble sleeping, muscle tension or muscle aches, trembling or feeling twitchy, nervousness or being easily startled, sweating, nausea, diarrhea or IBS, and irritability. So that's all that I'm sharing from the article, but the way that my therapist describes somebody who has, and I'm putting this in air quotes, I know you can't see me, normal anxiety versus somebody with GAD is the disruption of your daily life. So I was finding that I wasn't able to focus on my work and I'd opt out of life events like dinners with friends or birthday celebrations because I felt so bogged down with anxious feelings. I wasn't able to sit still and relax because my anxiety was keeping my thoughts in overdrive all the time, it seemed like. Y'all know that I like to keep it real around here, so I'll tell you that I am not currently on any medication for my anxiety because with the help of my therapist, I've been able to figure out habits and routines that help me cope in a healthy way with my anxiety so that it doesn't interfere with my day-to-day life like it used to. But I want to make it super, super clear that sometimes I do think medication is the best option for someone with anxiety. We are all so different, and so it makes sense that there are different ways to cope with anxiety, right? Just because I don't need medication in this season of life for my anxiety doesn't mean that I don't think medication will support other people with anxiety. You know what I'm saying? So what I discovered with my therapist that helped me figure out that these habits that I'm going to share with you in just a second keep my anxiety at bay is that my anxiety tends to flare up when I feel out of control. So we got to the root of my anxiety, which is feeling out of control, which meant that I needed to kind of weave habits into my daily life that helped me feel more in control. Now, obviously, this is not shocking information, but we can't control every part of our lives, right? Especially the external things, like what others say or what others do. But there is quite a bit that we can focus on that is very much within our control in our daily lives. So instead of freaking out and trying to control every single part of my life, which is what my anxiety wants me to believe I need to do in order to be calm and peaceful, I learned how to really focus on these things because they are within my control and they make me feel like I have control over my life. So these five habits that I'm going to share with you, they help my mindset and my headspace to be calm, which helps me to run my anxiety instead of my anxiety running me. You know what I mean? So habit number one that helps my anxiety is having a morning mental health hygiene practice. So how I start my day plays a huge role in how the rest of my day goes. If I roll out of bed right before I need to be somewhere, or I just wake up and dive right into my workday, I can physically feel my anxiety levels just creeping up. Having a simple morning routine that prioritizes my mental health is a non-negotiable for me. I view my morning routine as my mental health hygiene. I think most of us listening are in a stage of life where we need practical morning routines, right? Like, we are not in a place where a 2-hour long, aesthetically pleasing morning routine is necessarily sustainable. And guess what? That is fine, y'all. Right now, my morning routine in total takes me around 30, sometimes 40 minutes. And that includes doing things like feeding the dogs, folding the laundry, waking up early, and getting ready for the gym. It's not glamorous and it's definitely not aesthetic, but it does create a foundation for a healthy headspace for my day. So I've learned that to have a calm headspace instead of an anxious one, I have to create margin or space in my mornings to fill my own cup before I get into taking care of other people or starting on my to-do list. Now, in my current season of motherhood, that looks like journaling. I still use my morning mapping method, which, if you've never heard me talk about that, it's an acronym, mapping, and it stands for M, meditate, A, affirm, P, pray or position. Second P is picture your day, I is intentions, N is needs check-in, and G is gratitude. Now, I do all of these steps in my Peacefully Productive journal. I know that I created it, so I'm a little bit biased, but it really is my favorite tool ever for my mental health, and journaling in it every morning and evening helps keep my anxiety chill, okay? I have found that using a guided journal as opposed to a blank notebook really helps me to show up and actually journal every day. It just helps me to be consistent because sometimes staring at a blank page gives me anxiety, so having the prompts to respond to in the Peacefully Productive journal is so, so helpful. Anyway, right when I wake up, I go into my kitchen, I make my collagen half-calf coffee because that's another little tip that I'm watching my caffeine because that helps my anxiety levels. But I go in the kitchen, make my collagen half-calf coffee, and I drink a glass of water. Then I grab my journal and I sit down on my couch to do my morning mapping practice, the one that I just described to you. That takes me like 10 or 15 minutes and boom, I've got a strong start to having a healthy mindset for the day. Journaling is my mental health hygiene practice, and doing it every morning has really helped keep my anxiety under control. So that is the first habit that helps my anxiety. Habit number two is getting outside every day. When I'm having an anxiety moment, I can feel like the walls are just closing in around me when I'm inside, and being inside too much during the day can make me feel trapped in my own mind. But when I make sure to get some intentional fresh air every day, it's really grounding for me, which helps my anxiety to not feel like it's closing in around me. I make it a priority to get outside every day so that I can stay on top of that trapped feeling, like get ahead of it, you know what I mean? But studies show that levels of stress and anxiety are reduced by being outdoors. When you're outside, the fresh air can help raise oxygen levels in your brain, which increases serotonin levels. Serotonin is the neurotransmitter that alters your mood. It makes you feel happier. Getting some fresh air is a simple way to improve your mood. So since having Everly, we go on a family walk pretty much every day, whether it's in the morning, like a longer walk down by the river when we're both off of work, or in the evening, like a shorter walk just around the neighborhood after work. It's one of my favorite routines that we do together as a family. It's good quality time together. Plus, it helps me manage my anxiety. So double win. You know what I mean? But some other ideas for getting outside every day: walking your dog, listening to a podcast while you water or take care of your outdoor plants, sitting on your front porch for 5 minutes after you pull in from work and just literally sitting and letting your brain like decompress while you're breathing in the fresh air. Fresh air is just so healing and it's so underrated. So get your booty outside to help with feelings of anxiousness. Habit number three that helps my anxiety is moving my body every day. Now, if you've been hanging out with me online for a good amount of time, you probably know that I used to be a certified personal trainer. Fitness has been a major part of my life for over a decade at this point, but the older I get, the more I appreciate the mental health benefits of working out even more than the physical ones. When I was really early postpartum and I hadn't been cleared to work out yet, I could feel a huge difference in myself mentally from not being able to move my body and obviously from all of the hormonal things happening. But for me, lifting weights and doing high intensity interval training style workouts, those are my favorite forms of fitness. And I can feel like an actual shift in my mind. So like my thoughts and my attitude after doing a workout like that. This is why even on my rest days from the gym, I still go on a walk or I go paddleboarding or something to move my body. Also, hello, that is why it is a part of Hustle Sanely 5, just saying. So if you're someone who is navigating anxiety and you haven't made fitness like a priority, and it doesn't even have to be like going to the gym and lifting weights, just like moving your body. Like if you haven't made a fitness routine a priority, I really recommend trying it. Maybe you've had kind of like a weird past with fitness because you've tied it to physical goals only, or you've approached it from a place of restriction or punishment. I've been there, I get it. But I encourage you to do some mindset shifting and try to view exercise as a mental health thing more than a physical thing, if that helps you. Now, I love going to group fitness classes 3 days a week. They're HIIT style classes. And then I do weightlifting in my backyard 2 to 3 days a week. But find what feels good for you. When you actually enjoy how you're working out, you're more likely to be consistent with it and your mental health is going to thank you. Habit number four that helps my anxiety is planning out my goals using the Hustle Sanely planning system. Now, I'm the type of person who gets super overwhelmed and kind of like overstimulated by a long to-do list or by a list of goals that don't have a game plan with them. Makes sense why I teach what I teach then, right? But seriously, I created the Hustle Sanely planning system because I needed it. I needed a way to plan out my goals in a way that felt doable, a way that kind of chunked things up so that I could make progress over time instead of feeling like I was constantly giving 100% to a goal and then rushing right on to the next one, giving that one 100% without paying attention to the other areas of my life, you know, like my mental health and the important relationships in my life. Using the Hustle Sanely planning system to work toward my goals has helped me weave goals into my life instead of sacrificing my life to make goals happen. Now, if you're a student in the Peacefully Productive Schedule course, then you're familiar with the Hustle Sanely planning system. But if you're not, the gist of it is choosing a monthly focus goal, breaking it down into action steps using the switch goal mapping method, and using those action steps to help you know what your top three tasks are for each week, and then going down even farther, using those top three tasks for each week to help you figure out what your focus three tasks are for each day to actually move the needle on your goals. Like I said, this This method helps me to know what needs to be done each day and each week to make progress on my goals sustainable so that I'm not running myself into the ground and then burning out trying to tackle all of my goals at once or letting a goal kind of take over my whole entire life. The Hustle Sanely Planning System works well for me to just help me break up my goals and give me doable action steps, which keeps me from feeling overwhelmed or burned out by goals, which, as I'm sure you can guess, helps me keep my anxiety in check. And so that is tip number four, or habit number four that helps my anxiety, is using the Hustle Sanely Planning System to work toward my goals. And then I kind of already alluded to habit number five, and that is cutting back on caffeine. Not gonna lie, this one is kind of a bummer. Mostly because I genuinely love the taste of coffee and the experience of drinking coffee. I mean, hello, my husband and I are part owners of a coffee shop here in Tampa. Like, I could drink coffee all day long, and I used to do that. And wow, it was a trigger for my anxiety. I am not kidding. I used to have like a little twitch of one of my eyes, and I thought, like, I was just like, oh, I don't know, it's just like this thing that happens to me. And my friends were like, that is not normal. And I was like, interesting. And I noticed that it's whenever I would have too much caffeine in a day that my eye would start twitching. And I was like, okay, maybe I should, pull back on the caffeine. So now I aim to keep my caffeine intake around 150 milligrams a day or less, whereas I used to sit, and this is embarrassing, but I used to drink like 400 milligrams a day. Like, that's a big difference. I know this is not a fun tip, but it really was the cherry on top of kind of weaving all of these other habits into my life to help keep my anxiety levels down. When I started monitoring my caffeine intake and being more mindful of it, I could feel a physical difference in my body's response to situations. So, drinking less caffeine, as I'm sure you can guess, really did help my anxiety levels. And it's not just something that I'm saying like, oh, I read this in a book, like from my own experience. Like, I literally had an eye twitch, like, whoops, that's a little bit too much caffeine, and probably why I was feeling anxious all the time. But I was reading an article on everydayhealth.com, and it said that caffeine's jittery effects on your body are similar to those of a frightening event. That's because caffeine, this is crazy, stimulates your fight or flight response, according to a 2006 study and research from 2018. So this is new research, like, it's not outdated. This research from 2018 has shown that this can make anxiety worse and can even trigger an anxiety attack. So yeah, needless to say, when I started monitoring and being mindful of my caffeine intake, my anxiety levels went way, way down. So I couldn't not share this habit with y'all, even if it's kind of boring, because maybe you just never thought about it. Like, maybe you're pounding coffee, pounding energy drinks, like whatever, and you're just like, oh my gosh, I never put it together that this could be making my anxiety way, way worse. So I know that these five habits aren't groundbreaking, like, I'm very aware of that, but together they really have made a massive difference in how my anxiety manifests in my life. And when my anxiety does kind of flare up, I can go back to these habits and ask myself if I've been slacking on any of them to see if I can step it up in any of these areas to help me get back to that calm headspace. I feel like a lot of the time people hear, like, and I'm putting this in quotes, simple tips like these ones, and they kind of just write them off before they even try them because they just won't work for them, putting that in air quotes too. Well, how do you know if you don't actually pause and give them a try in your own life? Like, why not try doing the thing that someone else is sharing that helped them instead of trying to immediately prove it wrong? Like, just throwing that out there. Sassy Jess is in the house. You know what I'm saying? So doing these five simple habits doesn't cure my anxiety or mean that every day is anxiety free, but doing these five habits regularly has helped me build a solid, mentally healthy foundation so that when my anxiety does flare up, I feel equipped to cope with it. So that is what I've got for you today. Five habits that help my anxiety. Again, this episode is not meant to replace getting help from a mental health professional. I go to therapy every month to help make sure that my anxiety isn't acting kind of like a tidal wave in my life. I do hope that this episode supported you and kind of got your wheel spinning, because even if you don't have like generalized anxiety disorder or you haven't been diagnosed with anxiety, I feel like we all struggle with having anxious moments, and these are healthy habits that would benefit anyone who is trying to cultivate a healthy headspace, you know? But I love you so much. I will talk to you next week, and I hope you have the best day ever. I so appreciate you tuning in to today's show. I hope that it blessed you right where you're at. If you did enjoy it, take a screenshot of the episode and share it on your Instagram story along with your biggest takeaway. Make sure you tag me at Jess M. Massey so I can see it and share it on my story too. Your feedback is such an encouragement to me and it helps the show more than you will ever know. If you want more Hustle Sanely in your life, head on over to jessicamassey.com. It's actually my favorite place to hang out online. I'll meet you right back here next week. And until then, keep hustling sanely.